A jubilant greeting. What's going on?
Nothing. How was your day?
Just told you. It's been a wild one. Spent half the morning with Mrs. Wilcox while she diagnosed what was wrong with her twins. Yak, 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 yak. Oh, you and your diet. No sugar.
Oh, here.
Oh, my office has been stacked with patients all morning. I'm bushed. What's been happening around here?
Everything and nothing. I tell you, I went in 10 different directions today. Do you know that Jeff forgot his lunch this morning? It didn't have any money, so I had to take a trip over to the high school. And then there was Teresia's piano lesson, and that was a trip. And would you believe it, the cleaners forgot to deliver Mary's dress. And that was another trip.
Yeah.
Oh, if I ever need a job, I'll make a whale of a cab driver.
Well, I was thinking, honey, on the way home, maybe we ought to take off this weekend, just the two of us together.
Teresia?
What did I do?
Nothing, honey, nothing.
Can you take me to the store so I can get a new string for my top?
Not now.
Why not?
Because your Aunt Donna's tired. Now give me your top and run along.
See, the string's busted. You can't spin it without a string.
Well, I'll make you a new string. Now go get cleaned up for dinner.
You know how to make a string?
Yes. Now get some soap and water on that face.
Can't I watch you make it?
No. Trish, now look, we'd like to talk alone.
I thought you were going to make the string.
I'll make it while we talk.
Don't forget to put a button on one end of it.
Yeah, I will. Now, as I was saying, honey, we need a weekend away from home. Just you and I.
And not on the others.
Yeah, all right.
So we'll travel.
Trisha. Now.
Dear, I'd love to go away. But Jeff has plans, and Mary has plans.
Well, that's you and I make some plans. Now, we devote enough time to the kids, but we're never alone, never.
Honey, we don't have to go away to be alone.
Oh, don't we?
No. All right. Hello? Yes, she is. Just a moment. Mary!
I think she's on the front lawn.
Well, go and call her, will you?
We're going to paint all over me.
Oh.
Mary!
She's out back.
Whoa. Where are you going?
Out there.
There's a crowd out there. Now, we were talking about being alone, remember?
Well, you see, we can have as much aloneness as we want. We don't need to take a trip.
Why didn't you take that in the kitchen?
Well, there's a crowd out there. Hello. Mother and Daddy, do you mind? Hello? Oh, yes, Scotty.
Front porch.
Oh, I can talk. Now. I'm just fine.
Emma. No, as I was saying.
Alex, just relax. Take a deep breath and tell me what's on your mind.
All right. We are going away for the weekend, just you and I.
Oh, but Alex...
No, but Alex. Mrs. Hurley can come and stay with the kids.
But...
No, not a word out of you until I get an answer from your mother.
All right, we'll go.
Good. Now, what were you going to say?
I just painted that bench.
Hey. Good morning, honey.
Good morning, dear.
Now that we're assembled... Now that we're all assembled, we have an announcement to make.
Alex, I've been thinking...
Oh, no, you don't. You're not going to back out on me.
Back out on what?
A solemn promise.
But Alex...
You're interrupting my announcement. We are going away this weekend. Alone.
Without us?
That's what I said. Alone.
Well, it's not definite.
It's definite.
It's definite.
How come?
Trisha, please keep your toys out of the kitchen.
How come?
Well, your mother is tired and we need to get away by ourselves for a while.
Are you tired of us?
And of course not. It's just that
Dr. Stone is tired.
He said you were tired.
Hey, Mrs. Hurley, we'll stay here with you, so if you need anything...
Mother, don't worry about a thing. Just go and have a good time. We'll be fine.
Well, sure, have a ball.
I can't figure it out.
What can't you figure out?
They don't look tired.
What's the matter? Like you took some of your own medicine.
Well, I finally talked Donna into a weekend away from the kids. I can't get a reservation anywhere.
Oh, that's tough luck.
Well, I really need the rest now. I knocked myself out selling Donna on the idea.
Carol's the same way. Won't leave the kids. Remember, we go away, it looks like a mass migration. Walls are beginning to bulge up at the cottage, in fact.
Cottage?
Father-in-law has a place he lets us use up near Fairfield.
Fairfield Golf Course?
Practically on it. If they ever get a chance to play, though. Too busy amusing the kids? She'll never leave them home. I don't know how you talk Donna into it.
Dave, I'll trade you Dr. Stone's secret formula for handling wives for half that cottage this weekend.
Doctor, you got yourself a deal.
But honey...
It's for your own benefit, hon. It's for your own well-being. Yeah. Okay, hon. Bye. She said yes. She said, yes.
May I?
Oh, may I?
Yes.
It's been so long. I've been within putting...
putting distance in this place for years. We're going to wake up early in the morning and go,
Carol play?
No.
Neither's Donna.
Well, they can play Scrabble or talk or something.
Today's her day in the children's ward. I think I better go down and talk to her about it. Want to pull up?
Think I'd miss seeing the master in action? Not bad. You're great.
There you are, open up, under the tongue. Good fellow. Well, now you're going to be home pretty soon. After this, you remember, no playing in the medicine cabinets. Pills are not candy. Hi, dear. Dave. I'm glad you're here. I think he's running a fever again.
Hmm?
Yes.
Hello. 98.6 on the button.
He feels feverish to me.
He does.
Yes, he does.
Well, then, Dr. Blevins, it comes down to a question of which piece of scientific equipment we can put our faith in. This cylindrically shaped wand containing mercury, or this mother's hand containing magic?
Forgive me, Doctor. I didn't mean to invade your territory.
No, he didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Of course not, darling.
Will that be all?
Well, as a matter of fact, I wanted to ask you something. But I think I better wait.
You're the doctor. Doctor.
She seems a trifle upset.
Yeah, you might say that.
All right. She seems a trifle upset.
Well, how are two of my three favorite girls today? Hi, sweetie.
Yes, good. I got 100 in spelling today.
Good for you. Sweets to the sweet.
What's in the box?
The chocolate-covered bribes with cream centers.
Tricia, why don't you stay there? Stay out here and play for a while. I want to talk to Mrs. Stone.
To who?
Mrs. Stone.
You mean Mommy.
Don't you think Aunt Donna would be a little more appropriate?
I don't know.
Well, I think so.
Okay, Daddy.
Where is she?
Who?
Betty Grable. Your mother.
Well, I don't know. She's not in here.
Grable. So, Tricia got 100 in spelling today, hmm? I'm sorry.
For what?
Honey, I'm trying to apologize.
Forget it?
I don't want to forget it. Now, will you listen to me? Sweet. Sweetheart. Well, you... Donna, now look, you're being unreasonable. Now, come
on.
No, not you. Donna!
Okay, I'm trying to write a letter.
And I'm trying to get your mother to stand still long enough so I can apologize.
For what?
I forgot.
You're humiliating me in front of Dave.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Now, honey... Darling... Honey, I'm sorry. I made a bad joke this morning.
They didn't think so. He thought it was uproarious.
Well, he was wrong, and I was wrong. Come on. Forgive and forget.
Well, I didn't mean to interfere. But his head did feel warm, and the thermometer could have been broken.
But it wasn't broken. You know, we have the best carefully checked equipment at the hospital and qualified doctors to use it.
I know that, and I wasn't trying to be a doctor.
Weren't you?
I certainly was not.
Darling, look, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I was just pointing out that there's an occupational hazard in being a doctor's wife.
There is?
I'm talking to your mother.
She's not talking to you.
Can't we even have an argument in private?
Go right ahead, don't mind me. Okay, I'm going.
As I was saying, honey, I just meant that there's a temptation in being a doctor's wife to think of oneself as a doctor, too.
There is also a temptation in being a doctor to lecture instead of just talk.
Touché. Anyway, I apologize for teasing you in front of Dave, for lecturing, and anything else you deserve an apology for. Forgive him? That's better.
Now, what was it you wanted to ask me this morning?
I think I'd better wait for a more romantic atmosphere. Just say to meeting me tonight after dinner, say on the front porch.
Alex?
Hear those crickets? Three-quarter moon, 547,623 stars. 622.
Honey, about the lodge.
I'm not going to the lodge.
Good.
Oh, well, we're going off with Dave and Carol to a beautiful little cottage.
Alex, I can't.
Just the four of us. Why can't you?
Alex, you'll be angry if I tell you.
Oh?
Oh, please believe me, you will be, so let's not discuss it. I just can't go away for the weekend.
I will not get angry. Look, I'm smiling. Now, why can't you go away for the weekend, huh?
Because I'll be home nursing Tricia.
You'll be home nursing Tricia?
That's right.
What's wrong with Tricia?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, but she's coming down with something, I can tell.
She's coming down with something?
That's right, I can tell.
You have scientific proof of an approaching illness?
Now, Alex, I knew you'd be angry.
No, no, look. I just want to hear your scientific proof.
All right. Between yesterday and today... she has eaten 7 bananas.
Well, now you make sense.
Oh, honey, I'm just cleaning out the closet. I am not preparing for a trip that we won't be able to make.
Oh, I see. Well, do you mind if I play through? I gotta practice my swing in spite of your scientific prediction.
Don't be sarcastic.
Yes, doctor.
Honey, would you get that, please?
Why, are you off call?
Oh, hi, Dave.
Hi, Donna. Yeah. See, you've redecorated.
Funny.
Great. Always fix up the house before going away for the weekend, I always say.
Is that what you always say?
That's what I always say. That's a very nice club. We are going away for the weekend.
Dave, we love to, but we can't.
We're expecting an epidemic.
I don't get it.
Ask Donna. I'm sure she'll be glad to explain. You met my wife, the other Dr. Stone.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, love it. What's up?
She won't go.
It's for her benefit. Her well-being.
Don't be a wise guy.
Why won't she go?
Ask her. The answer is fascinating.
Oh, here, Donna. Let me help you with that.
Thank you, Dave.
Honey, Dave is rather curious about why we're not going this weekend.
Would you like some apple pie?
No, thanks.
I told him you'd explain.
How about a sandwich?
No, just coffee will be fine.
And an explanation.
Cream sugar?
No.
Straight. You'd like it straight?
Yes, I would.
Well, go on, tell him. He's been to medical school. He'll understand a scientific explanation.
Well, you see, we have this little girl who is staying with us now.
Yes, I know. I saw her with Alex at the pony ring. She rides very well.
Or a sick kid.
She's sick?
Not yet. Well, tell him, honey.
She's coming down with something.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Is she running much of a temperature?
Temperature's normal.
Not eating well?
The same as usual.
And usual with her is awe-inspiring.
Nor is she moping.
Nor listless. She shows no evidence of tiring easily.
What makes you think she's going to be sick?
I'm not finished.
Oh.
Her glands are normal. Eyes clear. Color good. Hands warm and dry.
I don't get it.
She has a strange symptom. Something they neglected to tell us when we were in medical school.
What is it?
She eats bananas.
Yes.
Now, that may not strike you as significant.
She eats bananas.
She ate 5 of them this afternoon. Now, don't tell me that's normal.
Maybe she likes bananas.
All right. You are forcing me into this. That's how I always knew when Jeff was coming down with a cold.
Always knew?
Always knew.
You've had this scientific revelation for years and never mentioned it to me?
Because I knew you'd laugh just as you're laughing now. But whenever Jeff came down with a cold, it was preceded by a banana binge.
She's kidding, right?
You're married.
She's not kidding.
Don't forget to check her pulse.
I was just going to see that she's covered. Seems fine.
Honey, come in. You know what you're doing.
Wasting energy in useless worry? You're right. The time to worry is when she gets sick.
Not when, honey, if. Now look, I've been watching her carefully all week. She's fine.
Are you sure?
I'll bet you my stethoscope.
Honey, you really want to go away this weekend, don't you?
Well, that course is famous all over the country.
Tell you what, you call Dave and tell him that we will go. Oh, come on, don't pout. Tell him.
I've already told him.
Oh, you see. What's the matter, Tricia? Can't you sleep?
No, I'm hungry. Can I have a banana?
Right, Dave, everything's all set.
Yeah.
Yeah, what time should we pick you up tomorrow?
Why, of course, I'm sure we'll make it.
Hey, sweetheart.
Here we are.
Well,
good night, sweetheart.
Princess, going to bed.
Good night, sweet.
nervous.
Just going down to see if the porch lights are off.
Won't slip on any banana peels.
Good morning.
Good morning.
He said to wake you up.
How are you feeling?
Fine.
Are you sure?
I had breakfast already and three bananas.
There. Open up. Looks fine.
Feels fine.
Is fine. We're off. You can close now, honey.
Okay, Daddy.
Today, you can even call me Daddy. Now, scoot while we get dressed.
How do you like that? You were right.
As usual.
Well, today you could even say as usual. Worry for nothing.
Mom.
Yeah, later, honey. We're getting dressed.
Mom, I don't feel so good.
Do you have a fever?
And I have a sore throat, too.
Oh, no.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. I haven't seen you eat a banana all week.
Well, how could I? Every time I went to the fruit bowl, they were all gone.
Oh, pretty sneaky. He's trouncing Mrs. Hurley in a Monopoly game.
Are you sure it's all right for us to go?
Of course, honey. It's just a head cold. It'll be fine. Oh. Straighten out those wrists. You'll never sink a putt that way.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I'm straight.
Is Jeff okay now?
Oh, yes, honey. He's fine.
Gee, I hope so, because he's going to build me a treehouse. He said...
Oh, how nice.
That's why I've been eating so many bananas, so I can climb a tree. That's how Monkey's Country is so good. Bananas.
This has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.